Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Wednesday, March 4th, year 2015. Well, another crazy day weather-wise we're having on, well, should I say expecting on later on tonight and tomorrow, talk about some accumulation of snow, so y'all be safe, right? And y'all definitely be safe out there and dress appropriately. Those that don't have to go out in the snow, don't go. If you don't have to go, don't go. And they talk about snow from midnight until, well, at least 2 o'clock in the morning until, what's that, midday tomorrow, mid-afternoon, something like that. And right now they really don't know how much accumulation they're talking about, like 4 to 8 inches in the DMV area, but it could be more. So let's just prepare and do the right thing. Let's be safe. Those that's driving, you know, do what you have to do. Make sure, you know, fill your tank up, okay? Do not go out there. You know it's going to snow. Make sure you have a plenty of gas because anything can happen. You know the deal, right? All right, y'all do that. Let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now. The Power Hour with yours truly, your host, Harold Sutton, bringing nothing but good news, the spoken word, and some great music for your listening pleasure. Getting us started tonight, you know, I'm really feeling this song in my spirit. I love it because this is my desire. By Miss J. Casey, who's going to come to our town in a couple of weeks, yes, to their great celebration there in Greenbelt, the annual celebration of the Praise 104, but they honor the 20 outstanding pastors. We're going to talk about that later on in the week, but yours truly, once again, will be the guest musician. I'm the guest pianist. I'm grateful that, you know, they find favor in me. There are a lot of musicians in this town that's well capable of the task, but, you know, they've always found my number and called me in. And so this is like my third year in a row where we are doing these major events for Praise 104, and I'm just thanking God for favor, and I thank God for the gift. I'm grateful that even at my age of 58, that he still had need of me, you know, in our society. Yes, I'm not talking about in the public places, you know, just in our churches, but folks are still saying, look, we want to hear you, Harold, because your gift is really, really beautiful. And so I don't take that for granted. I am so grateful that I'm still doing what I love to do, okay? So anyway, we're going to talk more about that fabulous prayer breakfast that's coming in a couple of weeks. I believe it's a couple of Saturdays from there, and they're going to have Vashawn Mitchell and Jay Casey. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be really wonderful. So we can start our segment off tonight is the lovely Jay Casey. Matter of fact, I'm going to do them back to back. Our guest artist is coming for the prayer breakfast for Praise 104, Jay Casey, with Fill Me Up, Lord, and then right behind that, God, my God, with my boy Vashawn Mitchell. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, fill me up, God.
just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security, and whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength. Your name alone is strong.
Listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Climbing, how I'll get over, I but I remember how you delivered in time before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah, my mind says.
Your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, He told me to tell you the best.
Is yet.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
you
faith.
Ain't seen your best day.
My brother, my brother.
What's
it known?
If I were to entitle this, it will be "The Lord is Thy Keeper." Reading, starting at verse number one, we're going to read the chapter in its entirety. It's only 8 verses. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Verse number 8, "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for forevermore. And I'm telling you, my favorite scripture, my favorite verse out of this whole particular text here, out of this chapter, is when he say that, verse number 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Do you know what that means? That he's constantly watching over them 24/7. Now, I recall the time when I was in the military and serving in the armed forces, and I remember I had guard duty, and guard duty was 24 hours. And in that time, I don't care what's going on, rain, what kind of precipitation, the weather, how cold it was, how hot it was, you had to stand on post and alert, totally alert, no matter what's going on and no matter how quiet it is. You know, it's just you and you just can't just be, you know, slouch. You know, no, you can't just slouch. You have to be in a certain posture. Have to be in a certain, like a soldier, yeah. You have to stand guard, and you have to, you know, even when they tell you to at ease and relax, you still at a posture that's respectable, and that takes a lot of energy to maintain. So this God is saying, look, he would need to slumber or sleep, you know. I mean, could you just imagine that, just constantly watching? And we just talking about a 24-hour period with us. But we talking about with God, he's never going to slumber. He's never going to sleep. He's always watching. I'm telling you, that is so awesome. So what am I saying? The Lord, he is thy keeper. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sleep with one eye open and one eye shut. You know what I mean? You know that the one that's on guard is alert and well capable of handling any situation that may try to invade your life and invade. Don't get me started. Yes, he's capable. He's capable, you know, standing guard, constantly watching, protecting, warning. I'm telling you, covering. I love it. I love it. He shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever forevermore. Now, he didn't say the people not gonna. There's not going to be an attempt. All is always a temp, but you know, great is he. Yes, he great is he. You know, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You know, he may try to invade the camp, but God ain't going to let him through. He may make himself visible, make himself known. You know, okay, picky boo, I see you, but you know, as far as he's going to get, he ain't coming through that gate, right? Because my angels with the flaming sword is right there to keep him out, right? He's just enough. His presence is just enough to just be a little annoying. But you know what? For those who are anchored in the Lord and those who are rooted and grounded, it doesn't even annoy us. We look at it and laugh and say, okay, here you are again. Okay, haven't you had enough? Well, anyway, that's our spoken word for today. The Lord is our keeper, coming out of Psalms 120. First chapter, may the word of the Lord bless you real good. Now, here's a song I haven't heard in a while. Matter of fact, we're going to just stay in the same flow with this particular scripture. Can we do that? Brother, the late Ron Winans singing one of my favorites. Check it out.
On thy the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul even forevermore, evermore. My my gentlemen, my sister, see.
I ain't gonna worry about it.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Yeah. it's impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord without faith. It's just impossible to please the Lord, to please the Lord. Faith that can move
when my heart is getting cold. Till I am secure again. I want to rest in you. Now I'm standing on the world. That you have set me free. Give me the patience to realize that all the things are working together for the good of them that believe on you. But they
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me.
Bring them through. now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word to do for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny is too important to give up for anything.
God can do
the impossible.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home.
I need thee every hour, most stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. All that I need is in Jesus. All that I need is in Jesus. All that I need is in Jesus.
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.